And welcome back to our last segment of Talk Louisiana in the 2018 year. Steve Miley is a local business owner of the family business Allied Systems Security. But right now, Steve is live at his other love in Glendale, Arizona, with a group from among his 350 closest friends, the LSU Tiger Band. Steve, you are no stranger to hanging out with the LSU Tiger Marching Band. The band was founded in 1893. I think you joined a few years after that. When was the year that you joined the band?
1979.
What was your instrument, Steve?
I played the sousaphone, and I think we had about 16 of us out there. We had a good year in 1979. Went to the Tangerine Bowl.
So an elite group there, the 16 sousaphones. Did the band have 352 members then?
No, I think we were somewhere in the late 200s, but the band increased in size over the years up to 325.
Well, thank you for making time for us. You're actually out in Arizona. It's, of course, the Fiesta Bowl, a big game for LSU against Central Florida. You hold a title, though, that's likely unequaled by most, if not all, of the Tiger fans. How long has it been since you missed a home game in Tiger Stadium?
Well, my first game was the Wyoming game of 1978, which was the last game of the season, and I haven't missed a home game or a bowl game since that time. So it's been a fun run.
Well, you must also be usually in good health to be able to make all those games. But tell us how that happened, and it's my understanding you also have never bought a ticket to get in.
Well, I don't like to advertise that too much, but I was in the band from 79 to 85, and as soon as I got out of the band, I started taking pictures for the band, and as soon as the videographer retired a few years later, and I took over his job, and I've been the press box videographer for the band since about, I would say, 87 or 88, and that's what I'll be doing tomorrow at the Fiesta Bowl.
Well, what's the mood of the Tiger Band right now? Has there been a lot of practicing out there in Glendale? Or are they just getting ready for tomorrow? How is the band doing?
Well, we got here on Saturday, and the band practiced Saturday, and we practiced yesterday, and they're at practice right now with the UCF band. They're going to do a combined show, I think, at pregame with the two bands. And so they've gotten a lot of practice in. This afternoon, they're going to be hiking Camelback Mountain. So that'll keep everybody busy up until the New Year's celebrations this evening. And we had a band banquet last night to give out awards and recognize all the student leaders in the band. And so they've been pretty busy.
Does the full band go on the road for a game like this?
Yes. In fact, everybody made it except for, I think, one person had a death in the family. So they have 324 members here this time. But a good group of people and well-behaved and representing LSU very well.
I think we might be able to get one call in if anybody would like to join the conversation with Steve Miley, 1-877-217-5757. That's 1-877-217-5757. And Steve, certainly an admirable sort of accomplishment to be able to make all those games. What have you seen over the years in terms of how the band has evolved? I know there's actually different technologies obviously available today to make the routines and the visuals that the band will form on the field. What have you seen in terms of changes in technique for the band?
Well, it definitely was analog back in 79. They used to chart the shows by hand, and they would, every move on the field was penciled in on a piece of paper and handed out to the band members, and they'd have this big, thick book of charts to try to follow and make sure you're in the right spot. And today, all of that technology got put on your smartphone. So a couple of band members got together and invented the eFlip. And so now all the students use their smartphone to tell them where to go on the field, and it has all their music on their smartphone. And that, I would think, is the biggest transformation from 1979 until today.
So tell me, as a band member, does it make it easier to get to where you need to go in each routine if you have your smartphone and you're looking at that? Obviously, I was never in a marching band, Steve, so I don't know how that all works, but does it actually make it easier for the band to learn more quickly a new song or a new routine?
I don't know if it's any easier, but it's certainly, you don't lose your charts. You got your smartphone there, so that's the only thing I could. I've never marched with a knee flip, so I really don't know. But they look like they can handle it pretty well. Everyone's married to their smartphone these days, so I think it does work for them.
One of the big things that I know, I don't know if it happens every year, but it seems to happen every couple of years, is when the band all gets back together and the alumni comes back and marches on the field, and sort of they recognize alumni members of the band. Is that one of the highlights of the year for you all that spent time with the band during your college careers?
Oh, absolutely. Met a ton of friends in the band. It's like a big fraternity, and these are friends that you keep all your life, and we're still very close, keep in touch, and know what all the families are doing. And in fact, a lot of the students get married to other band members, so it turns out to be a great way to meet good people and, you know, quality friends. And And getting back together, especially this year, we had 600 alumni out on the field, and just seeing all the great, you know, friends that you've had over the years. Of course, I meet 300 new people every year, and so that's a lot of fun for me. But to see a lot of people from your years, it really is a great occurrence every year to play in the alumni band.
As I mentioned, I'm no band member, but I did take a semester of a saxophone in college. But so my question is, the alumni members that come back, they are actually playing on the field? They remember how to play their instruments? I know sometimes it's hard to keep that embouchure in shape. So are they actually playing out there, the alumni band?
That's a good question, yeah. In fact, we've got a lot of people who continued to play their instruments over the years. I don't. I do play out there, and it's my fingers just remember the fight song. So, you know, I could just pretty much play that in my sleep. We played it so often. So, it does come back to you.
Does the band generally, what do you think, prefer to play in Tiger Stadium itself, or are these big bowl games away from Tiger Stadium the highlight of a band year?
Oh, it's much more fun to play at home. When you get to do that pregame show out there and you've got over 100,000 people yelling, and that's just, there's no feeling like playing that pregame and having everybody in the stadium stand up, and it's just that makes it all worthwhile.
I know over the past decades or so, you've gone through, or the band has gone through, different changes in leadership. Tell us about the current director of the band, and how does that happen? How does the leadership of the band get chosen on a campus like LSU?
Well, I think when I was first in the band, they had a band director, Nick Rouse, and the next year in 1980, the athletic department hired Frank Wicks, and he was hired from Florida, but it was actually the athletic director that picked the band director. That doesn't happen so much these days, but the current generation of directors, Dennis Enos and Kelvin Jones, were chosen by the music school. So it's more of a in-house selection, but each group of directors leads the band in a little bit different direction, and in the shows this year are just really exciting. And I was just thinking about having the screens in Tiger Stadium has definitely helped the whole stadium enjoy the pictures that the band makes. And that's one innovation that hasn't happened in the past. And now everybody can actually see, oh, that's what they're doing. Okay.
It does help. It does help from the stadium. Where does LSU rank nationally in terms of its band? Is it still very highly sought after and ranked?
Oh, we're number one.
Well, that's high enough.
a little bit biased here, but we're definitely well recognized throughout the band world. The band's doing a great job entertaining the fans and keeping everybody pepped up for the game, and so they're well respected in the band community throughout the nation.
Is there a curfew tonight for the band as it gets ready for the big day tomorrow?
You know, there's not, but these people are they represent LSU so well. They're well behaved. When I was in the band, everyone could drink alcohol, and I don't think we were as well behaved as these kids are. they are not allowed to drink on a band trip, so I think it just keeps everybody in line, and everybody still has a great time because they're with their friends. They're on their own, and just so they show up for band tomorrow, at breakfast is at 5 a.m., so there's not going to be a whole lot of partying going on tonight.
Steve, we really appreciate your devotion to not only the Tiger LSU Tigers, but the Tiger Marching Band, the LSU Tiger Marching Band. And we thank you so much for your service and for all that you've done for LSU over the years. Thank you, listeners, for joining us at this last 2018 Talk Louisiana. Jim Engster will be back in 2019.